We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. And I got another thought about that Ben Simmons thing. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit, because a whole nother thing that hasn't even been considered just came to my mind. We'll get to that later in the hour. All right, Elliot Shore Parks, he joins us every single Thursday. It's a treat to have Elliot on a game day. And Elliot is brought to us by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota, let's go places. All right, Elliot, percentage chance the Eagles win the game tonight is?
About 15 to 20%, I would say, around there. And I think that's probably the optimistic view of it.
Sure is.
I'll take 20%. Yeah, what the heck? Elliot, Sirianni, to me, has not proven yet that he's worthy of being an NFL head coach. He's top of mind for me. What is your takeaway so far of five games in, whether he looks like an NFL head coach to you?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a complex answer, because I think, you know, five games in, they've only really looked like a disaster in that Dallas game, right? They competed with the Niners. They competed with the Chiefs to a certain degree. They beat a 3-1 team last week. And I think that, you know, the team is playing hard. I'm not in the locker room anymore, but being down at the NovaCare, it does seem like the environment there is much better than it's been the last few years. So I think there are positives. But there's also no denying that the reason you hire Sirianni, the reason he got the job, is because of the offense, the game planning, the scheming. That's what his strength's supposed to be. And that's been the biggest disappointment. So although I do think there's some positives, the fact that the biggest negative is the offense looks like it's running into a wall each week is obviously a red flag.
Elliot, why don't we ever bring up the name Shane Steichen? I mean, he is the offensive coordinator, but I know I myself am personally guilty of always pointing the finger at Nick Sirianni. I mean, Shane Steichen's talking to the media every week as the offensive coordinator, but sort of we never place any blame in his direction.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the Mike Groh type of role, right? But I guess people did get upset at Groh. But what I would say is, too, and I'm happy you brought up Shane Steichen, because this offseason when they were making all those hires, like the Jonathan Gannon one, he was someone that a lot of the league wanted. You know, they did actually bring in a lot of, like, coaches other teams were interested in. Shane Steichen was the one where I was like, this seems like a bad hire to me. I don't think his resume was that impressive. He'd been fired, if I'm not mistaken, out of his last job. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely think the Shane Steichen thing is a concern. And, I mean, you know, in an ideal world, you would want someone there with a little more experience, someone that maybe had called plays, someone that's been a head coach before because of the inexperience on the rest of the staff. And, I mean, Shane definitely doesn't bring that.
What are our injuries look like right now? I felt like we escaped the last game pretty unscathed. But, you know, with the short week, it really becomes an issue.
Yeah, I mean, outside of the guys that are, you know, on IR, like Brandon Brooks, Sayamalu, Lane Johnson, like those guys obviously are – well, Lane's not on IR. But out of the guys that definitely aren't playing, they are relatively healthy going into the game. Derek Barnett is going to play. And I think that's actually the only other person that's even dealing with a nagging injury. So they should be good to go tonight outside of the guys that are, you know, obviously not playing.
Elliot, very positive.
Elliot, when do you think we'll know on Goddard? What's the timing of this? And just what's your understanding of this?
Yeah, I don't think Goddard's playing tonight. Like, I don't think there's like a waiting around situation. I don't think he's playing. You know, he was vaccinated, which is a good thing in a lot of ways, but that it makes it a little easier. Had he not been vaccinated, there'd be absolutely no chance.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think he's playing tonight.
Hey, has something happened with Zach McPherson? Because remember, prior to the season, we're all thinking, hey, this guy might be a starter for us. And he hasn't done anything. I had to look up his number. It's 27. Like, I haven't seen 27 on the field for the Eagles. What's going on with him?
Well, I remember when we would do the kind of daily training camp camp hits, you guys would say, you guys would ask me about him. And I know a lot of the writers thought he was having a good camp. I didn't. Like, I didn't think he was really standing out. I didn't think he was, you know, close to a starting role outside of if someone were to get hurt. And I think you're seeing that. Like, they brought in Steven Nelson for a reason. If they were confident in Zach McPherson, they wouldn't have brought in Steven Nelson, because now he's only going in if there's an injury. Now, another part of that, too, is Jonathan Gannon has said they're not a dime team and they're not going to play a lot of defensive backs at once. So, you know, if you're going to have two, three linebackers on the field for a lot of the snaps, that means less defensive backs, and that means less snaps to go around. So, I don't think he's going to be having a role anytime soon unless someone gets hurt.
Speaking of those linebackers, what are the odds we have new starters or starter out there on the field against Tampa Bay?
I don't think the odds are very high. I think they're going to keep giving Eric Wilson a chance. Now, he might play, you know, fewer snaps than normal. That's definitely a possibility. And I think other guys have stepped up. Like, I think T.J. Edwards, outside of the special teams play he made last week, he has played well when he's out there. You know, Alex Singleton, I think, has struggled. Eric Wilson struggled. Davion Taylor, I thought, played, you know, pretty well in limited snaps last week. I'd be worried about putting someone with so little football experience out on the field against Tom Brady. Like, that would be a tough matchup. But, yeah, I think they're going to give Eric Wilson the first shot and see how he does tonight.
I'm concerned with the Davion Taylor thing. Like, how long is he considered inexperienced? Yeah, I like him as an athlete an awful lot. But when you watch him play, you can see that he's, I don't know, just a little hesitant. Like, his reads aren't as fast as you'd like them to be. Shouldn't that end at some point? Like, you've got enough football under your belt where you should be able to fly around and make plays.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, he hasn't played a lot of football. Like, he didn't play a ton at Colorado. I mean, he didn't play in high school, or he maybe only practiced or something like that. So
yeah, he played one game in high school.
Yeah, he hasn't actually been out on the field a ton. So to your point, he's had coaching in the NFL for, you know, a year and a half now or whatever it is. But I think until you get those reps out there, it's tough to do. And the tough thing is he was hurt in training camp, so he couldn't get them then. And now you're at a point where, you know, you don't want to put a guy out there for experience. So it's going to be tough to get him the reps he needs.
Elliott's offense, two-part question here. One, do you get any sense that Miles Sanders is frustrated with his lack of usage? And two, him running out of bounds two times in a row there near the end of that game, does that speak to issues of picking things up that you wonder if the coaching staff has issues with Miles about?
Yeah, so we have Miles on the players' lounge every Monday night, and so we really get a chance to, like, poke and prod him about the, you know, not getting a lot of touches. And I don't think he is frustrated. I mean, at least he's not letting it on if he is. But I don't see deep down how he couldn't be. Like, it's kind of a contract year for him. He's eligible for extension this offseason, so I'm sure he wants more touches. So even though he does say the right things, and I do believe him to a certain extent, I think everybody has that selfish part of him where they would want the ball more. So that's part of it. And then in terms of the running out of bounds, I mean, it's just a dumb mistake. Like, he knows not to do it. He said he knew he shouldn't do it, and it just kind of happened. Now, I think that the pitch on the second one where they kind of led him out of bounds, like, I think the play call played a little bit in there, but the bottom line is he has to know not to get out of bounds. And, you know, if he wants more touches, making mistakes like that aren't going to help.
All right, Elliott with us here. Elliott, final thing. I'm curious. So for years, the Eagles, right before kickoff, have been playing Gonna Fly Now, Rocky. And I remember for years it was, you know, B. West's punt return versus the Giants, Deshaun's punt return, all sorts of great clips. I've been to two games this year but have not noticed. Foles, Super Bowl 52, Philly special, final play, Super Bowl 52. Can you remember if that stuff is in the montage? Put another way, is Tom Brady going to see on the big screen 30 seconds before kickoff, you know, the Eagles winning Super Bowl 52 on the big screen?
Yeah, you know, so sometimes when I come up for the pregame, I'm not always there in time to see that montage you're talking about.
Yep,
but it's an interesting question because on one hand, it seems the obvious thing to do, right? Like you highlight that. But on the flip side, I think their only chance of winning is if Brady's not interested in the game tonight. So I don't know if I would put that up there to kind of, you know, to get him going. I might just, you know, play the normal clip. Don't play the hit.
You know what? Put it in his face. That's my thing. If you're going to lose probably either way, at least lose knowing that you won a bigger game four seasons ago.
That's why they call you the hammer. You know, not all of us have that competitive streak in us.
Listen, Elliot, I wanted the Eagles to bring the Super Bowl trophy out for the first Eagles-Cowboys game in 2018 and put it right at midfield before kickoff, you know, walk out for the coin flip. But they chose not to do that. So, you know, they don't always listen to what I say. Elliot, thanks, buddy. Enjoy
fair.
It, man.
We'll,
we'll talk to you. Soon. Thanks, dude. Elliot Shore. Parks.
So just because Nick Foles is on another team, that means he can't come out tonight to have, you know, for the game.
You guys remember
on the 50-yard line.
Right. You Nick! Remember, you, yeah, I know. Well, Foles would be amazing. Do you remember when I was calling for the Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah, I said Doug Peterson every game should walk out with it at the 50-yard line and raise it up. Yeah.
Remember when outsiders said that we, as Philadelphia sports fans and the Eagles organization, weren't going to be prepared to handle a Super Bowl win? And by the way, I think they might be right. I think the Eagles did not do a particularly good job after winning the Super Bowl, kind of processing it all. But, hey, at least we enjoyed it. 215-592.
Remember when we were at training camp and they're playing the sound from the Super Bowl the previous season?
Hey.
After saying, hey, we turned the page.
Well, and then
we're not talking Super Bowl. They were actually playing clips from the Super Bowl.
I know.
At practice over the sound system.
And not just that. When Doug, and I know not everyone agree with me, but I thought it was really bad form when Doug wrote his book and it came out in August before the season started in 2018. I mean, Doug's basically starting the process of messaging, hey, that was last year. And then, like, you're in training camp and a book comes out. I'm like, are you kidding me? You gotta be kidding me. All right, coming up inside the game. But hey, we did enjoy it and I'll take it. Inside
it
the game.
It was totally worth it.
Yeah, it was totally worth it.
All good, man.
Who cares if you're a little unprepared there for a period of time?
Yeah. We won the Super Bowl,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. Inside the game at 11:30. Phone calls throughout. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, you can start planning ahead for the next Sunday home game. That's in a couple weeks. Join John Dornbos and I. That's right, Dornbos on Sunday, November 7th. Before the game against San Diego from 10 a.m. to noon at Live Casino and Hotel, your game day headquarters for the ultimate pregame block party with fun games and giveaways. We'll talk football, have some trivia, enjoy food. It's great food, drinks, the whole deal, a DJ. And, of course, you can also stay and watch the game on over 200 screens. So visit livecasinophilly.com for complete details. Live Casino, an awesome spot. Live Casino and Hotel, game on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.